This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin say the United States is ready to protect American forces or personnel in the Middle East should the Israel-Hamas war escalate as they expect.
With the stakes so high in the Middle East, it's imperative that the Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives elect a speaker, said the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Republican Michael McCaul. He spoke on ABC about the deadlock to fill the seat that has remained vacant since Kevin McCarthy was ousted at the beginning of October.
The world's on fire. And this is so dangerous what we're doing. And most importantly, it's embarrassing because it empowers and emboldens our adversaries.
Despite the urgency, McCaul acknowledged that he doesn't know if a speaker will be elected this coming week or how the process will play out. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is staying in close contact with Israel leaders over the expected ground war.
We're talking to them on a regular basis about how they do it. It's vitally important that every measure be taken to protect civilians, that humanitarian assistance gets in to people who are caught in this crossfire of Hamas's making. And, of course, both of us want to make sure that the many hostages who've been taken come home.
Meanwhile, the United States has renewed a warning that it would defend the Philippines in case of an armed attack after Chinese ships blocked and collided with two Filipino vessels in the South China Sea. Philippine diplomats summoned a Chinese embassy official in Manila on Monday for a strongly worded protest following Sunday's collisions off Second Thomas Shoal, which is claimed by China. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian president says that Turkey plans to join a peace process this week aimed at bringing an end to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement came as a missile strike on a Ukrainian post office killed a handful of people and injured several more. It also follows a week in which Russia's top diplomat traveled to North Korea.
U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed European leaders to the White House on Friday, where he and his Western counterparts pledged support for Israel in its war with Hamas and assured Ukraine the bloc's support in its war would not waver. Meanwhile, Ukraine's armed forces continue their push to recapture land. Here, Ukrainian Marines move along the left bank of the Dnipro River to help pave the way for reinforcements to push across the Kherson region. For civilians in Ukraine who've already endured a winter of war, preparations are underway to keep warm and cook food should fighting again disrupt energy supplies as it did last year while the temperature dropped. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
A Pakistani court has indicted the country's former Prime Minister Imran Khan on charges of revealing official secrets after his 2022 ouster from office. Monday's development was another dramatic move against Khan, who could now face a possible death sentence and will likely be unable to run in parliamentary elections in January. Khan and Shah Mahmood Qureshi, a close aide and the deputy leader of Khan's opposition, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party, will go on trial Friday at a high-security prison in the garrison city. Charge of revealing state secrets carries a sentence ranging from life in prison to the death penalty. That's according to one of Khan's defense lawyers. Pakistan's three-time former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif returned to the country Saturday after living in self-imposed exile for 4 years in Britain. And analysts say his return will help restart politics in Pakistan, which have been stifled for months.
A sea of party flags, fireworks in the sky, and banners promising he will fix it all again. A rousing welcome for Pakistan's three-time deposed former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who returned Saturday after 4 years of self-imposed exile. Sharif left the country in 2018 for medical treatment while serving a prison sentence for corruption. As weeks of absence turned into years, he was declared a fugitive. His return is widely seen as the result of a deal with the country's powerful military, ahead of elections expected early next year. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Lahore, Pakistan.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.